was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and of course there's many more than that, but they all roll into that one. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. And it's 70 degrees in downtown Reading today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 86 today. We're looking for showers through today and tomorrow and Friday with a high respectively of 86 today and about 88 on Friday. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning there. Hey, good morning, Bad Bob. Now,
morning.
A lot of rain. Can we all just say, everybody get rained on last night?
Yeah.
Was that cool?
That was nice.
What's that do to your swamp cooler there, Bob?
Doesn't work quite as well. And as a matter of fact, Carl, we are looking at the weather radar picture from the National Weather Service. Some heavy thunderstorm activity is rolling across the foothills and valleys. Right now it's moving towards the southwest from the northeast. So if you could be, if it looks like folks in Happy Valley are getting dumped on right now, as well as folks out in Bella Vista. So if you're out on the roads, be aware because conditions can change very quickly.
And we've had our share of wrecks around here.
Yeah, I got hit a couple times just in spurts coming in this morning. It's kind of in pockets.
Yeah, I was taking elk killer out this morning, and it was in between rain, but the water, you know, the ground's all wet and everything, and it was almost, the humidity was very much like being down south. Yeah. You know, and you know that smell that you have, you know, when it's been raining, and it's just a great smell and the aroma of the rain and the greenery there and all that. And I like that.
The swamp coolers are less than effective in the humidity.
Smells like victory.
Yeah, swamp. But see, there's the word swamp coolers.
There you go.
Hey, you know, yesterday on Facebook, I said Trish Clark will be my guest.
Yeah,
and I'm turning her loose with little adult supervision here. But we are going to have a guest at 7:30 that owns a Tesla. Is that right? Am I pronouncing that right? The car.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Okay,
named
Tesla.
After Nikolai.
Nikolai Tesla, who, by the way, I guess he worked with batteries, right, and electricity in this.
Actually, the Roadster uses an AC motor descended directly from Tesla's original 1882 design.
When somebody asked Einstein, "How's it feel to be the smartest man in the world?"
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I don't know. Let me go ask Tesla." But we're going to talk to somebody at 7:30 who owns a Tesla. I mean, do you know of one in town?
No.
Well, this one is from San Diego.
Okay.
And came up here to visit friends. And so she drove her Tesla from San Diego up here to Reading. Did you know that there's, and we're going to talk to her about it, but did you know that there's charging stations on the freeway up here?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're more prevalent to the south of us, but they will become more.
Are there any up here?
The thing is
right in Shasta County.
Well, you can plug it into a regular, I guess. Well, we're going to find out from her on it. But you know what? You know what Harrison's Ranch is?
Yeah.
In between
here
and there. I was driving in the other day, but last time I was there, I looked out and there were two or three charging stations there.
And this is the thing that bothers me about, like, the Nissan Leaf, zero emissions. Okay, the electricity to charge the car came from somewhere.
Right. You know, when they say, oh, it's
free. It didn't just magically appear.
And they said, oh, it's free. It's free charging on the way up here. I said, well, not exactly. I mean, somebody's got to pay for that. So, and I think that Tesla, I mean, the cars themselves can cost into the six figures. But
that's going to be a very interesting conversation because I don't know anything about it.
You know, I'm just hearing, you know, I just know is that California lost a Tesla plant.
Yeah.
And it's moving its way over to Nevada right now.
Yes, it is.
3,000 jobs.
Yeah. So. It's not just the cars. They also market the lithium ion battery technology, which, of course, is lighter, more efficient, but ultimately a little more dangerous in the event of a malfunction. You ever seen a lithium battery go up? Not pretty.
Oh, wow.
Bob, are you knocking things off the ground here? Bob's getting so excited when you're talking, you know, technology. He's just knocking things up like a bull.
Yeah,
he just knocks it. You know what you're going to have to do is we're going to have to Velcro down the bounce button there. Otherwise, we could have an emergency, when Trish says bad things. A lot of things going on.
Is it pick on Trish Day?
No, in fact, we're going to have open line at 8. And we've got open line now.
Yeah.
So that's going on. But did you see, we're going to get started, though, but when it rains like this, do you sleep better?
I do, because you've got the Sleep Number bed stuff going, and then you've got that nice sound of the rain on the roof, and can't sleep better.
I have friends the other day, like we had dinner with, he said his Sleep Number setting was 70. I went, 70? And I thought, well, he's a tough guy, though. He's a tough guy here in town. So
used to doing a lot of outdoor camping, obviously, hard ground.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be. His sleep number setting was 55. Yeah, I know. But my sleep number setting is 45. And I'm working my way up to Trisha's number here. I don't know if I'll ever make it. But the sleep number bed and the sleep number and the Sleep IQ technology, which gives you ideas, you know, free of charge, once you have the IQ technology in your bed, how to sleep better. Little things like don't watch TV for an hour. Maybe you want to change your sleep number settings. All this in the sleep number bed. And it's rated number one by the Consumer Reports, of course. And then it also is on sale right now. If you go over to our Sleep Number store that's in the Target Shopping Center, you can get the lowest prices of the season and save $400 on the final closeout of Queen or King Sleep Number C4 mattress sets. And so, like I said, go over to our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Talk to Brian and Janice. I guarantee you that you're going to sleep better. How long have you had yours?
I've had my bed over 10 years. I also want to remind the people that they have complete bedding and accessories for your Sleep Number bed. And the bedding it fits. I mean, that's a big deal with me. Fitted sheets that actually fit. These that you get with the Sleep Number bed, and you get great discounts. Great place to shop.
It's a great place to shop. Sleep Number. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back. Did you know that they've raided, there's a big raid up in the Pitt River Reservation on a marijuana, kind of a marijuana grove up there on Indian, on the res. I'm just wondering, you know, because the feds did it, I think. Because
they can go on.
They can go on reservation land because I don't think state and county and local authorities can go on it. But we'll talk about that.
I didn't even know
the
Fed did.
No, the feds can. The federal, the FBI, and the U.S. Marshals are the only ones that can go on the land.
Oh.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back after that. Plus, we have talking about the missing baby. The father was turned loose. And how's it feel to be a minority? We'll be right back.
Like the legend of the phoenix, yeah. All ends with beginnings.
Linda Bott.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
As I dance my way across the room here. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 7:18 in the morning. 70 degrees out there today. Looks like we could have some rain.
Some
more rain here. Yeah.
It was, gets ourselves muggy. But, you know, I'd rather be muggy for a couple of days so we have the moisture.
I'm hoping that we don't that we get some moisture with it and we just don't get a whole bunch of lightning strikes.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, with rated one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation. In the nation. I mean, there's a lot of hospitals out there, and they're one of the top 100, and their cardiac unit's rated in the top 50 in the nation. Shasta Regional is treating people well. Not only that, but they hire a lot of veterans over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did you know that? Oh, yeah, they go out specifically and hire veterans over there. So big shout-out to Shasta Regional Medical Center for a lot of reasons. The Pitt River Tribe seems to have had
some issues with the federal government.
In the federal government here. Two marijuana growing facilities on the Pitt River tribal land in Alturas was raided. They took over 12,000 marijuana plants and more than 100 pounds of processed marijuana. Other than the contraband marijuana and items of evidentiary value, no tribal property was seized. And no federal charges are pending. That's interesting.
Well, that is interesting. Now, why do you suppose that is? Whenever they make a drug bust any place, they take everything that's loose and then use it for asset forfeiture funds.
That is strange. I don't know.
That's always an interesting scenario when you're dealing with Indian lands. Because, as we were talking earlier, excuse me, only federal agents can go in on the property. Your local, like the sheriff's department or the state police, highway patrol cannot enter into those lands unless they are invited in. As an example, out at Wind River, if there's a disturbance there, the sheriff's department cannot go in there unless they're invited.
Unless they're invited in there. Yeah. Well, I know that the U.S. Marshals Service and the FBI are the only ones allowed down in, at least I'm sure it must be in a lot of them, that can come onto the land because it's federal. They're federal agents.
But the Indian land, they're sovereign nation and have the rights that none of us have.
The cultivation facility at the Alturas Indian Rancher was within the tribe's former event center.
Well, what?
Within approximately 100 yards of the tribe's publicly operated gaming facility, the Desert Rose Casino.
That close?
That's pretty close. The Pitt River Tribal Office in Bernie declined to comment, but confirmed that the tribe operates a 10-acre medical marijuana farm.
Okay.
So there. So he said the Social Services said his office had been hearing stuff, but it's all coming from secondary sources. They're going to have a meeting. The volume of marijuana at the XL facility, which is a ranch they also have out there, was capable of producing estimated approximately 40,000 to 60,000 plants, far exceeds any prior known commercial operation marijuana grow anywhere within the 34 district, county Eastern District. I mean, they could.
That's a lot of marijuana.
There's a lot of sick people. There's a lot of sick people up in Altruz.
Okay.
I mean, every one of them has to have at least 100 pounds.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, this is because it's federal land, that's how come the feds can come in there. But I was wondering if the feds can ask other people to be part of their posse or come in with them. So I would think that's a lot of plants.
That is a lot of plants. And you know, medical marijuana, like you say, that's a lot of sick people.
That's a lot of sick people up there.
And I'm sure they have all of those prescriptions. And
okay, 100 pounds at it's $300,000 right there, at least.
Oh, you think they're selling it?
Well, it's not for me to say. Well, that's right. It's not for us to say.
Oh, wow.
It's not for us to say if it's happening, if it's being sold or not. I'm sure that they're using it. You know, like, you know, how much marijuana do you need for your illness? And they have said, you know, there is different people have different amounts. Like that one guy that had that, you know, like 15 pounds, you know, they burn it or whatever they did with it. They had to pay him restitution because he says I need that 15 pounds. I take baths in it. It helps me. You know, I absorb it into my body, and it helps with all the aches and pains I have. So I put it into my bath. I crush it up and put it in my bath.
I have a hard time talking seriously about all this because I'm a non-believer. I believe that there probably are some benefits for certain things. If you read really into it, they're debunking most of the claims about what it helps and what it doesn't help. And most of the ones that it does help could be very easily administered through a regular medical prescription program without all the necessity of all this other falderol. So I have a hard time being serious and having a serious discussion about, especially something like this. My goodness, it's got to be. Speculation is rampant. They've got to be selling it for a profit. It has nothing to do with sick people. Just my opinion.
Just your opinion. Okay. Hey, this missing baby.
But let's go back to that one. One other thing about the medical marijuana, okay. The marijuana thing.
You know,
did anybody try to buy wood last year? Everybody that I knew that was in the wood cutting business, and they would go out and cut firewood, and then you could buy it. And I had four or five names over the years that I could call people and get a cord of oak, cord of cedar, what have you. I couldn't find a darn guy, anybody last year, that was still cutting wood. They're all growing marijuana. Way more profitable. That's what they're doing.
Wait a minute, it's against the law, though.
No. Oh, really?
It's against the law.
Yeah, well.
In Shasta County, it is.
I know. Well, they're not cutting wood. They're growing marijuana because they're all driving better trucks and cars than they were the year before.
Well, the the price of wood keeps going up to the point where it's probably cheaper to burn the pot, and then all your neighbors are bringing you snacks.
You know how they can make the logs out of compressed wood shavings? Why can't you take you take the buds off and all that stuff that you can sell, and you take the stalks and you compress it down into little fire logs. So you can burn it legally.
Okay.
Or can you? I'm not sure. Well,
I don't know. Boy, the neighbors would be woo.
No, neighbors wouldn't care after a while. after the first burning, they probably wouldn't care. Just come over and say, "Hey, going to have a fire tonight? Hey, can we sit around and spit on it?"
S'mores.
S'mores. Can we s'mores? Oh, are you kidding? S'mores would go up. I tell you what, the sale on s'mores would go up 8,000%. Are you kidding?
You got your
marijuana compressed marijuana logs burning, and when people are smelling, you know, they've got the aroma of the in the smoke coming through the neighborhood. Are you kidding? It would be like s'mores heaven there. Everybody's out and burning it. Make a lot
of money with a marshmallow chocolate.
Or you could have a you could
out
have
in front of that.
Or you could have the, little ice cream.
We're starting. We got a whole thing going here. See, this is entrepreneurship at its best.
You have ice cream truck coming by up and down the street 8 or 9 times. You know, and they sell out in the first. First 10. Speaking of ice cream trucks, when's the last time you saw an ice cream truck driving around?
Oh, yesterday.
Really?
They're in my neighborhood. Couple.
Well, we saw one too when we were coming back from the baseball game on Saturday. Here comes a young man driving the ice cream truck down the street. They charge exorbitant prices, though.
Yes, they do, and they can smell grandkids.
Oh.
They know immediately when a grandchild is in the neighborhood.
Somehow they've got little radar
out there.
And they come out there and they just sit in front of your house and go ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, and they're looking out, go hey, and they're waving snow cones. You know,
I was fascinated when sometime between when I was a little kid listening to the ice cream truck coming up playing Brahms' Lullaby. And it suddenly, at some point, they all went to Music Box Dancer. I never quite understood that, but. About the time that song came out and became so popular, it's like every ice cream truck on the planet suddenly switched over to Music Box Dancer.
I'm not even sure what that is.
If I play it, you will recognize it.
Okay, it's one of those. Okay.
It'll sound like an ice cream truck coming around the corner.
At Mount Shasta Mall, inside by Penny's, inside is Remembering Our Fallen from California, a pictorial display of all those service people from California who sacrificed their lives for us. It's going to be finished up on July the 11th. That's a Saturday. Please go out and take a look at it. It's a beautiful, beautiful memorial of those who have died, given their lives for us, and who have lived in California. And it's sponsored by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Unit 2001, and the Ladies Auxiliary. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association and Families Honoring Our Troops. I just urge everybody to go out and take a look at that. You know what? The baby that's missing.
Yes.
They turned the father loose.
Really?
Yeah, they had arrested him on probation charges.
Yeah,
and he's got an ankle bracelet.
A person of interest.
A person of interest, and they said because his story was, you know, had inconsistencies in it. He's got an ankle bracelet, and he's got to check in with his parole officer every day, or probation officer every day. But they've turned him loose, and they've stopped the search for the baby. Because they hunted for 6 days, and they said unless they get some firm evidence or something by it has some really good information about it. They've looked everywhere they think they can look. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, I got a quick rant, and I'll get off the phone.
Okay.
Music Box Dancer, I could hum it to you, but I'd rather hear Belongi play it. recording.
He's got it.
I got it queued up.
Yeah, okay, good. Megan Rapinoe.
Yes.
I find it horribly disingenuous to have Megan Rapinoe Day without Megan Rapinoe there.
Yeah, why do we do that?
To me, it's grandstanding by someone I'm not real fond of as the mayor of the town, but that's a personal thing. I think it's absolutely silly to honor her with a day when she isn't actually there. And it's great to honor her, make no mistake. That's a big deal for this area. But let her be there to enjoy it and people and the town to enjoy her.
Yeah, I mean, she was there last time.
It's just utterly silly. I think it's as silly as that water slide down Placer when we're in a drought. Well, it's just that kind of a decision. Yeah. It's dumb to me.
Well, that's gone. The water slide's gone.
No, I know, and I hope this idea
well,
is
you know, and Fancy backed that one, too. So.
Yeah, I know. I know. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach Wolf. Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's true. I mean, we do need to honor Megan, but wouldn't it be nice if we knew that she was coming back? Well, maybe she's not coming back for a year or something like that.
Well, then wait and have the day when she's here. I kind of concur with that, that I wasn't hadn't paid that much attention. I didn't realize she was not going to be here.
I'd heard that. But, you know, they just won the world championship, and who knows where they're going right now. Probably on a big tour. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we come back. You know, again, we're going to talk about how we've become a minority in the state and other places. E-cigarette bills, people that are on federal assistance. And this is the music box.
Oh, in the early 80s, this thing just smashed through airplay. I was absolutely sick of it. At one point, because it was like every other hour, radio stations were playing this thing.
Large band are returning to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Nordlights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. Thursday, July the 9th. 25 minutes to 8 o'clock, 70 degrees out there. And during the break, I went outside and I stood in the rain.
Were you
standing in the rain. I was singing. Yeah, I was singing. I was on my guitar playing classical gas. Just what we're playing right here. Hey, this portion of the show, as opposed to having classical gas like most of my producers do.
That's whenever you go to the chili cook-off.
There you go. Oh, okay. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment of the show. Leonard and his associates there have the finest selection of estate jewelry. In fact, Trish's, your eyes get really wide and big and bright when I talk.
I love Leonard's shop.
Oh,
very
man,
much.
I tell you, they've got, I guess so. They've got it all in there. And he's got, and he has great, great, great pieces of jewelry. And if you don't see what you want, you just have to tell him. I mean, he may search worldwide for it. I know he's gone out and achieved the acquisition of very, very expensive rings.
Yes.
And other pieces of jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry. But he also has things that he also has pieces of jewelry that will fit almost every price.
A very, very affordable, right. great collection of turquoise. Different kind of rings.
Yeah,
beautiful thing.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Now, we have on the phone a lady who is visiting our great city and visiting family here. And when I heard about her, it's because I was told that she drives a Tesla. Good morning, Carolyn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. And you may have the only Tesla in Northern California. Did you know that?
I doubt that. There's actually superchargers in Corning and Mount Shasta, so I'm sure there's
really?
Other Tesla owners out there.
With the obelisk. What model is it, Carolyn?
I actually have the newer model, the 70D, which stands for Dual Motors.
Okay.
And it's a pretty new one. I think I ordered it probably about 3 days after it became available. And I've only had it now about a month, at the most a month and a half.
Okay. So now you drove your car, the D model, from San Diego up to here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is my first long trip.
Now, did you charge it on the way up? I mean, were there charging stations all the way up?
Yeah, actually how it works is there's Tesla superchargers all over the nation, so you can travel for, you know, free. They don't cost anything. And I kind of really had to learn how this works, but what I did is I put in my navigation where I was going, and it actually directs you to the superchargers, the next supercharger that you have to stop at on the way.
Okay.
It navigates you to it.
Now, I'm unfamiliar with the whole process. This is Trish. So let's say that there isn't a charging station, so then it flips to gas?
No, it's all electric.
It's all electric.
It's all electric, yeah. So I was charged up before I left because I charge at home. And I didn't have to worry about, running into an area where there's no superchargers, basically, especially going up the I-5 from San Diego all the way up to Redding.
Can you then charge just like with a regular extension cord if there isn't a charge station available?
Well, here's the thing is there's plenty of Tesla superchargers available, so you don't have to worry. If you did get in a bind, let's say you went to kind of a remote area and there just isn't any superchargers and you were driving around and, you know, you really needed a charge, what you can actually do is you can go to any electric charging station that usually you see in the grocery stores, and you can actually hook up to those, and you might have to pay, you know, I'm just guessing $4 to $8 for a full charge. But I haven't had any issues at all, and I drove all the way up here from San Diego.
How many miles, how far can you go at a time on a charge? How many miles?
So with my model, it's only 240 miles. Which, actually, I've had no problem, and now that I've gotten to Redding, I have a, a special cord that my car comes with, and it comes with different adapters, and I've actually plugged into my friend's house, which is just a 110, and I've had no problem driving all over Reading, visiting family, and discharging at night and having plenty of charge.
And what will that do to their electricity bill?
Actually, they're not even going to notice it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Reading because it goes up all the time. Hey, Carolyn, I really appreciate you calling in too. But now I understand that this is a speedy little car because a lot of people think electric cars are just slow and, you know,
Oh, no, this thing has the power to weight ratio of an F-18.
No, they have like the $100 bill test where you can put a $100 bill on the dash. And apparently you can punch it, and nobody can grab that $100 bill because it throws you back in the seat if you really punch it. And it feels kind of like a roller coaster. If you really push on the gas from a dead stop, I mean, it puts you back in the seat. It has so much force. And I know a lot of people think, oh, electric cars, they're, you know, this and that, but boy, they have really improved them, and this is the first luxury all-electric car, and it's just so fun to drive.
I really wish you had driven it down to the station.
We were trying to get
her
to, but it's, you know, it's 7:30 in the morning, and it's raining, you know. But Carolyn, you know, we really appreciate you calling in on this. Now, so this car, I mean, the first ones came out, they were in the six figures, but now the cars are being a lot more reasonably priced.
You know, yes and no. I've got probably one of the more basic models as far as the model goes, and I put a lot of bells and whistles on it. So my car's, you know, it's really sharp. And I think I'm actually leasing my car, so I didn't have to pay all this amount, but my particular one was $91,500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it
what color is it?
Oh, it's the gorgeous. They have a beautiful blue, and it's dark blue. It's got a lot of metallic in it. It's just a beautiful color.
Hmm.
Wow.
And when
when
I ordered the blue, they had just came out with it. I ordered it 3 days after it came out. So in San Diego, I was only the third person that had a blue Tesla. But yeah, the car is just gorgeous. It feels like just luxury inside. And one of the other really neat things about the Tesla is it's got the largest all touch screen. So basically and you know how most cars have dials and buttons and, you know, kind of the norm what we're used to. Well, this just has, it looks like a large iPad, and everything's touch screen. It has 3G in the car, so you can Google things. You know, it's got all the latest features, you know, of course, the Bluetooth, and it actually syncs up with my calendar. So as soon as I come in the car, it kind of shows me what my appointments are that day. It's actually got a feature. If you had, let's say you owned an acre piece of property somewhere, and you parked your car in the garage, you could actually push a button and program it, and it will go out of the garage and go in front of your car to pick you up.
Whoa.
I mean, it'll okay, so you can program it, so it'll leave the garage and come get you?
Yes. I haven't used this feature, but I've been told that if you have, see, I live in a very suburban environment where I couldn't do that because basically I live, you know, very close to other houses.
Yeah, it would look bad if you ran over the paper boy.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but it's I don't have my own, like, if you back out of my garage, you're basically in common area because we live in row homes currently. So I don't have that feature, but you know, most people in Reading have, you know, some normal nice lot size, and you can actually program it to do that.
Isn't that interesting? Well, you know, they're talking about cars that are going to be able to drive themselves, but at some point.
Well, this is actually the Tesla. It's supposed to be this month. And so how the Tesla works is kind of more like a computer. So you keep getting downloads about every month. So the car keeps getting better and better.
Wow.
As you drive it. And I've been told that this month we're going to get a download for autopilot if your Tesla was a little bit newer. So with autopilot, you can literally navigate, you know, put in your, you know, system where you want to go, and it will actually drive you there. It will read the stop signs. It will read the speed signs.
How about other vehicles?
It reads other vehicles. It slows down, speeds up, turns, everything. Now, I haven't tried this yet, but if you go onto YouTube and you can put in, you know, something like Tesla Autopilot demo, it'll show you, you know, videos of people in these Teslas, you know, trying out this new feature.
Wow. This is something. Well, you know, Carolyn, thank you so much for calling in, and I really appreciate it. I mean, this is, I guess there's Teslas up here. I haven't seen one, though. Have you seen one, Trish?
I have not. The only actual relationship I had with any of these cars, when I was with the county, we had some of the, and I forgot what they call it, but they're either or. They could switch.
The hybrids?
The hybrids. And they were less than satisfactory. They were okay on flat ground, but I would take it up into my district, up into Shingletown, Lassen Park area and that, and you just really wanted to get out and push because they just had no guts, and it would switch back and forth between the gas and the electricity, so they were, but nothing like this.
Yeah, I can actually...
Well,
go ahead,
actually taken a lot of my family members and friends on rides, and they all love it. I mean, it's once you drive one of these, it's kind of the way the future is going to go.
Yep.
It's pretty fun car.
Well, Diane loves it, and one of our listeners has written in. All the major manufacturers are now working on a battery powered car and a hydrogen type cell. The hydrogen Toyota something has a longer range than the Tesla, and takes less time to refuel than the battery recharge. So they're using hydrogen technology for that. But
yes.
I think that the Tesla is the one so far that's got everybody's attention. You said, and there's like 75,000 of them have been sold already, or leased.
Oh, I don't even know how many, but
and we got that off the information page there. So
yeah, and the bigger cities, obviously, they're a lot more popular. But yeah, it's not like what you thought of electric cars.
Now, Carolyn, are you from this area?
Yeah, I'm from Reading.
Okay, so I just have. Do you have a bumper sticker on that says "Hold my beer and watch this"?
No, I don't have that.
Okay, hey Carolyn, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope to be able to see the car here while you're visiting.
All right, well I'll stop by today. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling, Carolyn.
Oh,
my pleasure.
Okay, is this? I mean. Because Diane was driving yesterday, and she says, and Carolyn told her, she says, punch it. She goes, well, I don't, you know, she says, go on. And she said when she did, it was like, wow, it was like, you know, big car.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying because of the carbon fiber technology and the size of the engine,
the way that lithium ion batteries are different from lead acid batteries.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
all
interesting
right.
Because, like I said, the only... a connection I never had with them was the hybrid cars.
Right.
And they were obviously something that would work okay for around town and what have you, but you wouldn't want to take a long trip or take any kind of hills or anything with it because it just wasn't possible.
Well, Onion Grower's saying here, and you know what, and Onion Grower, I've heard this too about the new hydrogen type of technology because it's easier to have the hydrogen, work the hydrogen than these big batteries. Because you can refill them faster. But I don't know a lot about it, but I knew that was one of the things they were working on. One of the things we worked on, we got to run real quick, but in the Marine Corps was when we went out on, we had lots of radios, but we had tons of batteries.
Yes.
And a lot of technology, a lot of money was put into the battery technology just to get them smaller so they'd last longer. Otherwise, I mean, you're carrying 5-6 batteries with you out on a patrol.
Okay,
that takes the place of water and ammo. So,
well, and there's still an awful lot of places in the United States that this technology just isn't going to work.
But if you can plug it in, what she was talking about at the stores is where they plug in their carts, you know, those electric carts, probably almost like golf carts. And you can plug in there, but you can plug it in at your house too.
Well, but I'm still saying in a cross country trip in these United States, if you're not going to stick to really the main thoroughfares, as I did recently in my cross country trip, there was a lot of stretches there where I'd have been hard pressed to plug in over
and
recharge in anything.
All right. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hype. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Strolling along country roads with my baby, it starts to rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. I was just standing in the rain, walking around out there by myself. People were honking, pointing at me. I was waving back.
And then Jimbo
came out. We were laughing and standing in the rain out there. Ooh, anyway.
Tells you what a drought will do for you.
There you go. Hey. Let's talk about Wind River Casino and Elements Lounge. You know, on the first Thursday of August, there's Linda.
Yeah.
With Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. I tell you what, she's filling the place up. There's people coming in. The music is great. It just gets better every time.
It absolutely is a delight. For those of you who want something a little different in entertainment, who really appreciate good music and good jazz, you got to go and take advantage of this venue.
That's it.
It's just unique.
Not only that, but the Elements Lounge welcomes you there. They have special menus. They've got happy hour going on. They, they're putting themselves out for this. And the customers
steak and
like
lobster
it.
For
$21.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Excellent.
And it's really good. But the big thing is that for 2 hours, you can listen to a really good band. And I'm not just saying this. I mean, everybody at Terralinda will say that. And then you can dance and just have a good time. Everybody's out dancing and just enjoying themselves.
It's a great
Wind
venue.
River. Wind River. You know, the good people, too. And Elements Lounge, give them a call, 243-3377, because you need reservations. You want to get up front where you can see. You get way in the back there, and you can hear, but it's still not the same.
It's not the same where you can actually be a part of the entertainment.
That's right. Okay. Hey, that wasn't that interesting about that car?
Fascinating. I think that technology has so much to offer. It gets a little spooky when you start talking about the auto drive stuff and that
yeah,
kind
sure
of technology.
About, I'm not sure about that.
Well, computers fail, as we just witnessed as we were like trying to come into the middle of this show
How about the New York Stock Exchange?
How about the airline yesterday?
However. Yeah. I will point out that nearly all airline flights, the only time the pilot actually has a hand on the controls these days is during those moments of takeoff and landing. Other than that, the autopilot is controlling the aircraft.
But there's a whole lot less congestion up there in the sky than there is on a freeway in Los Angeles.
I'm not sure how that is, but you're right. I mean, it's so much safer flying, and it is by computers. But the pilots right there can override. Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine somebody's got this car on the 5 and it's driving itself? It's like that show Vacation, that movie, and it shows the kids in the back.
And the kids
in the back are asleep, and it pans up to the wife who's asleep, and it pans over to the husband who's just knocked out of sleep too, and they're just driving down the road about 70 miles an hour.
An actual lawsuit where a guy actually put it on auto drive and got up to go to the bathroom in one of those things.
RVs.
In an RV.
I heard that.
And he won the lawsuit.
Because it said it would drive itself. The funny thing about what she also has on her car is, well, we have it on the Jeep, is you have it on cruise control, and you start coming up on somebody, it starts slowing you down. It will not let you, in other words, you're doing 70 miles an hour down the road, and you're coming up on a car in front of you that's doing 65, your car will automatically slow down until you're matching the speed of the car in front of you. Then when you switch over to the other lane, it'll speed up again.
I have to say this. I'm far less alarmed at sharing the road with automated vehicles than I am sharing the road with potheads, okay?
I concur.
Well, right now there's 12,000 plants less up in Northern California. Gosh, I don't know if we have enough time to get you started on this one.
Oh, okay.
How about this, though? Confederate flags have now been banned from all federal cemeteries. And I understand Congressman LaMalfa voted for that. It was a voice vote. LaMalfa will be on our show Friday, and I'll ask him.
Well, but, that's just so wrong. We keep attempting to rewrite history. They now all of a sudden have assumed that the only thing that the Confederate flag stood for was racism, was terrible things. That has no place to go, but to getting rid of the United States flag, because we already have a president who has stated that the stars, our national anthem, is upsetting to people.
It's warlike.
It's warlike. It talks about bombs bursting in air. We have a president who started flying a different flag from the time he was inaugurated, his little Obama thing that he's got on Air Force One, and you never see him with a flag, a lapel pin.
Yeah, he does. He wears a lapel flag. I've seen it. He may not wear it all the time, but I've seen him wearing it.
Well,
because he took so much heat for not wearing it.
Well, okay, so then he turned around and started
was years ago.
Exactly, but then, and on some of our reports, There was that round, that flag that he came up with that isn't the Stars and Stripes.
Well, his
he
Obama
had those
flag.
On a bunch of the ports up in Oregon, because I saw him. I went in and asked him whose flag that was flying. I believe it was up in Newport.
Rhode Island.
I went in, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
And I asked them, what the heck flag was that on? Isn't this a United States building? They said, yes. I said, well, whose flag is that? It's the president's flag.
There's something wrong there.
That's
wrong.
Okay. That's that right.
Just going back to Tesla for a second here as we close out, and then we can come back to the flag because I know Bob's got something he wants to say too. A friend of mine in Kansas has a Tesla, and she and her husband love it, drove it to California for a blah, blah, blah. She plugged in Google to locate all the charging stations on the way out and the way back, had no problems. Then Jarhead, another listener, avid listener, writes in, that's nothing. My Jeep stops at bars and cigar shops automatically.
I'm going to get the Jeep.
Yeah. You know, you got to love Jarhead. You know, you can take the boy out of the Marines, but you're never going to take the Marine out of the boy. Hey, we're going to come back at 8 o'clock. We have open line Thursday here.
Okay.
So we can turn it loose. Talk about the Confederate flag. Talk about digging up veterans. Digging up Confederate veterans and moving their bodies. This is going on right now.
Right.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be back right after these messages. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More than 50 years after South Carolina raised a Confederate flag at its state house to protest the civil rights movement, the state is getting ready to remove the rebel banner. South Carolina State Representative James Smith says even General Robert E. Lee would have been happy with last night's vote in the state house.
The point is the symbol, and that's what I think everybody else seems to understand other than a few members in that house chamber. It's the symbol. It's a symbol that should have been furled a long time ago. General Lee said it should have been furled. The leading general of the Confederacy.
The bill now goes to Republican Governor Nikki Haley's desk, where she is expected to sign it today. A shutdown in trading at one of the world's most famous stock exchanges raised some questions yesterday about cybersecurity. And expert Sean Henry told NBC's Today Show, even though this appears to have been nothing more than a technical problem, it does open the question about possible attacks.
While this was technical, there are absolutely adversaries who are targeting our infrastructure and have the capability, the capacity, and the intent to harm us. And this should be the type of thing that gets everybody's attention.
And things are back up and running today on Wall Street, and Dow is recapturing some of the ground it had lost yesterday, up 168 points in early trading. A new survey says while the safety of their private financial information is important to a lot of people, few are taking the proper steps.
The survey commissioned by MasterCard shows that 77% of the 1,000 people polled say they're worried about their financial information being compromised. The same percentage of people say they're concerned about their Social Security number remaining private. However, 46% say they rarely or never change the passwords for their financial accounts, and 44% say they use the same password for multiple accounts.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. In addition, 39% say they use public networks to access their financial information. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Senator Charles Schumer of New York is raising an alarm about iPhone cases designed to look like the handle of a handgun.
Senator Schumer has sent letters to online retailers and U.S. Customs and Border Protection with almost immediate effect. The letters say the iPhone cases are a disaster waiting to happen and may even violate federal law. Senator Schumer writes in his words, "This iPhone gun case can result in tragedy if mistaken for a real gun." Law enforcement officials have been using social media to warn people against purchasing the gun grip cases. In response, Amazon and eBay have notified news outlets that they are removing the listings for the product. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
A federal monitor overseeing changes to the New York Police Department's stop and frisk policy says the effort is moving in a positive direction, but there's work left to be done. A judge ordered changes in 2013 after some black and Hispanic men claimed that they were unfairly targeted. This is SRN News. Mainland Chinese shares rebounded in trading today after regulators took further steps to try and calm the stock market there.
The crash began a little more than a month ago when a huge share-buying boom, fueled in large part by investors pouring borrowed money into the markets, began to unravel. More than $3 trillion worth of value has evaporated, and the Chinese government, concerned about the possible impact on the wider economy, has been desperately trying to shore up confidence.
That's BBC's John Sudworth reporting. Hundreds of wildfires burning in western Canada and fire crews on the scene. Governor General David Johnson told the Canadian press he is commending those helping all those people forced to evacuate.
We're working with local partners and, for example, there's private corporations who've been bringing in entertainment for kids.
So some 12,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here on Thursday morning. Good morning, everybody. 8:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop on into our chat room, as many of you have. Good morning to all of you all. And Trish Clark with the weather.
And it's 70 degrees and raining in downtown Reading. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a high near 86 today. Tonight, we're looking for a low of around 69. And Friday, we're looking for a high on 86 with continued chance of showers. Saturday, it's going to only warm up to about 98 degrees. So that's looking good for the weekend.
There you go.
Weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operate. They give veterans and senior discounts. And you can give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's, today it's a little bit cooler. So you don't need to call them. Wrong. You do need to call them because it's going to be up in the hundreds again. And if it's not working now, it's not going to be working in a week. But they can fix it. They can fix any type of heating or cooling system or keep the one you've got operating smoothly and quietly and giving you the cold air that you deserve. Alliance Heating and Air. Give Martin and his people a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Okay, Trish. When we left, we were talking about political correctness again. We're open line here today, friends. So if you've got anything you're thinking about on like political correctness, just give us a call. But Bob, you said you heard something on the on our station here before we started. I was in the other day in the office writing down things for today. I didn't hear that. What was it?
It was a piece from Todd Starnes talking about, and I don't have the absolute particulars. We'll have to look it up. It's a city in the South that had a park and a memorial to a Civil War general. The park has been renamed, and
just in the last few days?
Yeah. And according to Starnes, there are plans afoot to disinter the general and his wife and move them to a non-city-owned location, along with the memorial. In other words, Winston Smith is busy in the Ministry of Truth, thank you, 1984, rewriting history.
This is insanity gone wild.
That's scary.
But do you know that these ideas come forth and people, they just jump on board. You take the rainbow thing. When the president decides to put the White House all in rainbow colors, and 50 or 60,000 people jump on Facebook and turn their pictures rainbow before they even know, have any idea what in the world that stands for. And why do we're a bunch of sheep.
Well,
nobody's thinking anything through. They just jump on board and go with it, whatever feels good.
Well, the fact that the Congress voted to ban all Confederate flags in federal cemeteries. Including the ones in the South where, in the federal cemeteries, I wonder if there are Confederate veterans. And if that's the case, then the next step should be is to disinter them because they fought against the Union. And they fought to prolong slavery. I mean, this is what they're saying.
Well,
and then what about this? Washington and Lee University, a very well-respected university. And Robert E. Lee, the general who fought and led the South during the war in their military, fought hard, believed in the cause. Was named after him. His photo, I mean, his big pictures and everything there. Washington Lee. Are they going to change the name and take him off Washington and Lee? And what about the Jefferson Memorial? I've already been hearing things about, oh, Jefferson, he owned slaves, and he the one that wrote the Constitution. He's the one that wrote the bill, you know, the Declaration of Independence here, and yet he had slaves. We should do away with that.
Well, and go, Bob.
Well, yeah, it's actually a story out of Memphis, according to the website I just looked up. Mayor A.C. Wharton wants to dig up the bodies and move them. He says, what African-American wants to have a picnic in the shadow of Nathan Bedford Forrest? In addition to tearing up the graves, he wants to remove the massive statue.
Nathan Bedford Forrest has a history, though. He was a slave trader. He bought and sold slaves, and he also was a Confederate general of great ferocity. But he was in the slave trade.
And that's irrelevant. That is our history.
Right.
These things are depicting what happened in this country, good, bad, or indifferent. It is our history.
It is our history.
And we should not be rewriting it.
It was there.
We can
it
say
happened.
That was a wrong thing to happen, but you can't just quit telling the story and tell the story differently. Because it happened. Tell it differently, then it isn't our history.
And if you remove all the vestiges of it to say, oh, it was terrible. Well, if that's the case, then
let's not do it again.
Well, let's start with the Indian Wars. Let's start with the forts. Let's start with,
go back to the Indians. The Indians did the same things to each other. That's how they got bigger and bigger and bigger, because the Iroquois would go and attack the Arapaho or whatever. Whatever Indians.
You know what? It's kind of like she's on a roll. Don't stop her.
Well, it never ends.
It never ends.
Well, let's take a bulldozer to Auschwitz because bad things happened there. We want to forget about them and pretend the Nazis didn't happen. That's what I'm equating this to.
We should get rid of disco.
Absolutely.
I lived through that.
wasn't the South mostly Democrats? Should we get rid of the Democrats?
Well, that'd work. But he's exactly right. Whoever said that in the chat room, that is exactly right. Because the Democrats were the ones that did most of this to begin with. That was the Democratic Party. The guy that tried to get rid of the slavery was a Republican.
Anyway, our congressman, we'll talk to him Friday, voted for that.
It's insanity gone amok. I mean, it just isn't ending.
It's when you take a show off the TV of comedy, of which probably, you know,
Dukes of Hazzard.
If you've ever seen the Dukes of Hazzard, I'm not sure how it even got on TV, but it lasted 8 years. They're taking it off because of the Confederate symbol. They're going after Kid Rock. And they're saying that, oh, you know what, you need to, you know, anything that has to do, because he has a rebel, the battle flag, rebel flag behind him sometimes. And you got to take, you know, people flew the rebel flag. I think probably 99% of them never tied the rebel flag, especially, you know, in the last 20 or 30 years. I don't think they tied the rebel flag into slavery and this other thing. The rebel flag was kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm a rebel. I'm fighting against the organization,
exactly.
Against the man. You know, that's what yeah. Other organizations that, by the way, the guy you're talking about, Nathan Bedford Forrest, also was one of the prime, one of the prime organizers of the Ku Klux Klan. So, I got a great biography of him. This guy was such a complex individual. He was unbelievable.
But by trying to erase him, are you not
changing history?
You're trying to change history, and you're making it more of an issue.
Well, but you also are saying this, is that I'm not erasing history. I'm just not going to honor the memory of this man.
But you already did that. These decisions were made in a time when they were appropriate for the things that were going on at that time. as we have evolved over a period of time, then we've changed our opinions about things. We've also gone, as far as I'm concerned, to the point where nothing stands for anything. Political correctness is guiding every, I mean, it's how you feel on a given day, and you can feel differently from one day to the next. That makes no sense to me. And until, I mean, until we can just stop accepting the premise and say, no, that's not accurate, instead of arguing their stupid philosophies, we have no place to go. And when are the American people going to have enough of it? When are they going to say, this is insane, stop it?
How about we stop right now and take a break?
Okay.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business located
probably
at
probably
had
to
21.
Run them off. Well, tobacco? You know what? Tobacco? I mean, that's South. That probably has a Confederate flag connected with it.
You know what? You've got lighters in there. You probably got lighters in there with the Confederate flag
I
on
bet
it.
You
the
do.
Battle flag's on with lighters in there, so you better watch out down there, Joe and Shelley. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Of course, Espresso Joe's, so it's got wonderful coffee there, but also cold drinks. But the brew side of the house has all types of beer and wine and coffee making machines. You've got it all there, right there at Espresso Joe's, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium up here in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that'll is just fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business that gives veterans discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back.
At Redding Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Redding Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more. Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Are they going to ban these guys too?
Probably.
Why would they ban Lynyrd Skynyrd?
In Birmingham, they love the governor. You know, it's... Mark my words, it'll be put on a list of banned songs and rap music will be okay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
And yeah, because all we're doing is talking about killing white cops.
With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's 21 after the 8 o'clock hour here on July the 9th. 71 degrees out there. It is still raining. I walk out during the breaks and I stand in the rain. I got a phone call from Terry Raposo last night and he said, I just want you to know I'm standing out in the rain. Because we talked about it yesterday, you know, if it's raining, how good it feels to stand out there in the rain, and it does. 22 after the hour, 70 degrees. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're talking about political correctness, but this portion of the show is brought to you by something that's more than politically correct. It's just a great idea. Holiday Harbor. For the month of July, you get 25% off selected models out there on the lake. Shasta Lake, and if you just saw in the big headlines, everybody's talking about it, they're taking less water out of the lake, and it's already got a lot of water there. Here's a chance to go out and get a party boat, get a houseboat, spend a few days out on the lake where it's cool, swim, have a great time out there, and save money while you're doing it. You don't have to go anywhere else. Go right here on Shasta Lake. Have a staycation. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. Let's go to the phones. Charles, are you being politically correct today, Charles? Hello, Charles. Never. Are you being politically correct today?
Are you kidding?
So what's up?
Well,
open line today.
Yeah, well, while the media is focusing on their campaign to make a martyr out of a piece of cloth, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is... the campaign to ram that down our throats is moving steadily forward.
Okay, so have they voted for that? I thought they voted for that already.
No, they voted for TPA, not TPP.
All right, the TPA, that's right. That gives the president more power.
It gives him the ability to negotiate our future and assign it to a budget of other people.
To multinational, sign away our sovereignty to a multinational super state.
Right.
How well is that working out for Greece? But that's a topic for another discussion.
Yeah, Greece. Oh, you know what? Puerto Rico.
But I was looking. It wasn't even in my Facebook news feed. I had to go to the a flush the TPP Twitter page, and they had a link to a story that was published by The Hill. The Hill, of course, it being an inside the Beltway publication.
Right.
And there was an article there where the U.S. Trade rep, who is just as gleeful as a kid in a candy store, he was, he's claiming that the TPP would be, finalized and formally submitted to Congress, by year's end.
Wow.
who will automatically sign it because he signs whatever the president puts in front of him and, in fact, goes out and works for it harder than the Democrats do.
Well, the Democrats are fighting.
Boehner also punishes anybody in the House that tries to speak against it.
Well, yes, he does.
Let's not forget that.
Absolutely. And I don't know why that they don't understand that there's more of them than there is him, and why don't they just get him out of there? That was what they told us they were going to do when we elected that new majority in 2010.
Well, they're selling us out is what they're doing.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay, Charles.
Or 2014 when we
By the way, when the rain started,
yes,
my first thought was, gee, you know what's missing are the grass skirts and the ukuleles and all that Hawaiian stuff.
Yep, that's what we need. I mean, this is
along with Dwayne and Beth Chapman.
Thank you.
We could send them to go after some of the bad guys.
Okay. Thanks, Charles.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't catch that last one.
I think it's Dog the Bounty Hunter, I think.
Oh,
that's the only
okay.
thing I can think of from Hawaii. But you know what?
Yeah, I believe
in
that,
Hawaii.
Yeah. I believe
in Hawaii, they don't call this rain. This is pineapple juice.
Oh, okay.
No, seriously. What they do is you'll never see in the weather reports that it's raining in Hawaii. And I've been on planes. I was stationed there for 3 years, and I'd be flying back to the mainland. And there'd be people on the plane. They're just beet red from being out in the sun because the whole week's been raining. There's a range. It rains a lot there.
It does.
And they're there. And, of course, I've got a Hawaiian tan because I live there year-round, and you'd be out in the sun. And they're all – and they said – if the whole week it had rained, except for Saturday, and this was Saturday night. So they all ran out onto the beaches and got themselves totally sunburned and had to ride all the way back to New York or Illinois, wherever they're going to, burnt to pieces. And you talk about some unhappy people. And this was the red-eye flight, so I was thinking maybe they'll go to sleep. They didn't. They were still all complaining when we landed.
But when I was in Hawaii, and it's been years, and I was only there once, but I remember that every day it would rain a little, but then it would stop.
It would clear up.
And then you would be.
Yeah, but we'd have weeks where it would.
In the winter, we'd get
the monsoon rain to come in there, and it'd rain every day. That's why we had a big flood there one night.
Well, as a matter of fact, the day that we left and got on the airplane and flew back, they had we were in Kauai. Uh-huh. And there was these nice little cottages right down, and there was a typhoon, monsoon, whatever the heck happened, and they just wiped that whole thing out.
Happens there.
I was glad it happened that day instead of the day before.
We are a minority, officially.
Exactly.
In California. Hispanics
the
now.
The third state now.
Right. Hispanics now outnumber whites. Of Hispanic heritage or white or whatever, Hispanics outnumber whites. So between us, we make up like 85% of the state, but they outnumber us by they've gone up on a percentage, half of a percentage point or something like that. But Hispanics rule now. That's the third state now.
Are we now going to be the minority?
Do we get special treatments now? Do we get to be able to put that down? Are you a minority?
No.
I mean, if you're going to school,
they're going to change it now to disadvantaged.
Probably disadvantaged. That's where as soon as it goes. Now there are three states, Bob Lange. See, Trish already knows the answer. I told her. Were you listening when I told her the answer?
To the other two states.
What are the other two states where Caucasian populations
are minorities?
I can think of a few possibilities. But
okay,
well,
throw a few out.
I would say maybe Arizona.
Nope.
Okay.
But you're close.
You're close.
New Mexico?
Yeah.
New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
New Mexico is one, and what's the third one?
Think different nationality.
Yeah. Michigan?
Nope.
Hawaii.
Oh, well, okay.
Hawaii, because of Asian.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was interesting. I didn't know that that was like that already.
Because I'm thinking that they're not going to give us the minority advantages now. I don't think that
the
white Caucasians are going to get that.
Oh, there's parts of Michigan I hear that are starting to look an awful lot like Damascus.
Oh, because there's a lot of
there's
Arabic,
whole enclaves Arabic. There. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think that we should start accurately counting that population. That was like the Muslim population in the United States, because if you believe anything that you read, there's a lot more of them here than are being counted.
No, Muslims, I don't. It's like Muslim population doesn't bother me unless they fail to assimilate into our.
That's why they're
country.
Not. That's why they're not. That's why they're not being counted, Carl. Is because they aren't assimilating.
If they fail to assimilate into our culture, into our country, and sign up and believe in what we stand for here in this country, then it's a problem. If they don't, if they do, and they, be, you know, they, you know, they're patriotic Americans.
Well, I have no problem
Muslim,
with any
of Muslim heritage. I have no problem with that.
I have no problem with any
don't.
Of them.
Yeah, crazy is cross cultural.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, nothing's. We got to take a break here, but nothing matters until we rewrite the campaign election laws and find ways to take the money out of politics and the eventual post careers of politicians to lobbyists.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well said.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, open line. You got a question? You got a, something stuck in your craw? Come on in.
Falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, July 9th, 70 degrees, raining outside. Thunderstorms, rain today. Great, great, great. Go out and stand in the rain for a while.
See, now, here's something that kind of irritates. This is a beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
I love this song.
This guy.
I know.
He's dead now.
It's great. I understand that. But is now all of a sudden that song stands for something different than it stood for all the years I've been listening to it?
I don't know. Remember what you said? History change. You know, things change.
I hate that.
It doesn't. No, it shouldn't change how you feel about the song because things have changed.
But I certainly hope not.
It's like I still love the song. You know, this, you could say I still love the song for what it stands for, Judy Garland and all this.
Yeah.
Some people will take it as it means, you know, for the freedom of the, you know, of gay rights and all this. But that's what they think. It doesn't mean you have to change your thoughts.
But you do because here's the deal. I mean, I drive my son and my grandsons absolutely insane every time I open my mouth because my son goes, "Mom, you can't say that anymore. Mom, you can't say that anymore." And I go, you know what? That's something I've been saying my entire life, and I can say anything I want to. And if it offends you, then I think that's a personal problem.
Okay.
I feel very comfortable saying things that are not they may have changed, like somewhere over the rainbow. That may have changed in your mind what that means. It didn't change me. I love rainbows.
It hasn't changed my mind.
It doesn't have anything to do.
Hasn't changed my mind about gay sex.
With sex.
Right. Hey, this portion of the show was brought to you by, which I'm trying to get into right away, was, it's hard to do, though, sometimes with Trish, the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
Took
there.
Your breath away.
Yeah, I did. It's a better-known business, man's last stronghold there, and haircuts for all. The cheers of barbershops, I tell you what. There, it's... Cypress Square Barbershop. I mean, really, it's good people there. It's in the customer base. There is everybody. It is a cross section of our whole community. Yeah, of course, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Can't get any better than that. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Okay, this is a good question here. Is that things that you grew up with?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of these old movies on Turner Classic, the way they portrayed people, I mean, especially in some of the ones from the 30s about the blacks and back there, how they portrayed them was at the very least detrimental. Yeah, you know, on how, you know, this guy was, all, you know, he's lazy. And, I mean, just it was, you could see movies like that. Not in all movies, but in a lot of movies.
That's the income, yes.
And now you're hearing, you know, because of this, you know, this radical, all of a sudden this overnight change in the South, and what the South stood for and what the South, you know, did. Then you have Gone with the Wind. Now people are up in arms about Gone with the Wind. Should that, you know, it portrayed slavery. It made people seem like they were better than white people.
But it was depicting the world as it was. You know, here, look, we just went through 4th of July. Okay.
Yes.
And celebrating our country and the wonderfulness of this United States Republic.
239 years.
Okay. I watched, and a lot of people have seen it, and I know that the song has gone through YouTube, and it does every 4th of July, John Wayne's America. And it has the song at the end of that special, where all of these very recognizable people are all together in the show. And I actually rewatched the whole video, which is about an hour and a half long. Mm-hmm. It was a special that John Wayne did. Now, you can take, and if you probably wanted to get into the lives of each and every one of those stars that were American icons, if you will, I mean, each one of these people, from John Wayne to Jack Benny to Bing Crosby.
All the ones from back then.
On and on and on
30s,
and on.
40s, 50s.
Very recognizable people that we could look up to as a nation. I suppose that if you were to get into their backgrounds, you'd find a little skeleton in each and every one of them. Perhaps the difference today is that we accepted those people for what they were doing to enhance our lives, and we didn't pick apart their private life as much as we do now, with every star that has to give us an opinion about everything that's going on. And is that part of what's going on with this where we tear people apart completely and go through and dissect their personal life and point up one thing and that's why we
a lot of times they'll do it from 150 years past. Like, they'll look at Abraham Lincoln, and they come up with this supposition that he could have been gay because he roomed with another man.
But back
in those times, that was not unusual, you know. So it was, I mean, it's not unusual today for two guys to groom together that aren't gay. But see, these are suppositions people throw out. The dangerous part of this is, how do you know, and this comes in from our listener too, how do you know where you are going unless you know and embrace where you come from? All the strides have been made since then, Bedford Forrest was a Confederate general and sold people. He sold people and he bought people. And he started the Ku Klux Klan. How much have we progressed from there? I mean, to say that we have not progressed in race relations since the Civil War is ridiculous. To go out and say that, oh no, it's, you know, that, you know, the people are still in that same frame of mind because of a Confederate flag, because of a piece of cloth, is absolutely ludicrous and wrong. Because we have, if I can remind everybody, we have a black president right now. We have black representatives, black senators. We have women senators. We have Asian senators and congressmen. We have encompasses. We've embraced this in our country. Yes. Is it perfect? No.
It's actually worse now with a black president than it was before we got it. Because it's way on everybody's mind. And the racial tension, I would defy anybody to say
it's higher than it was
6 years ago.
I look at this as a political thing as opposed to a race thing.
Absolutely.
Because it's a political thing where, as you know, Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka, who is East Indian and from India, who's come here and sees this from looking from outside, from coming in here and seeing the changes, sees how this administration has broken people into groups.
Yes, it
is. It's not just this administration, too. It's both parties have broken people into groups, because if you keep them separated and you keep them, you know, apart and have them not trust each other, not like each other, oh, the rich against the poor, the unions against the non-unions, the educated against the non-educated, middle class against everybody, blacks, whites, Hispanics, that they can never band together and throw these jerks out.
There you go.
So you take a look at it like that. So, you know, the fact is that there is strife, and it's part of its plan. And then you get people that get paid to, you know, to cause strife or to build it. And I'll just, you know, I mean, what's his name? Sharpton.
Oh.
Sharpton shows up, and there's been articles about it. I don't know why anybody, including the major media, doesn't say he gets paid. He gets paid not to show up at places, too.
Exactly. You know, back to the slave owners and recognize that certainly there's no question about our history and that there was slave ownership and people buying and selling, not the least of which were the blacks selling the blacks.
There were cases of that.
And in fact, from over in Africa, and there were people over there that were... It was a thing that was happening and should be recorded accurately as it has been in the past. And if there are inaccuracies in that, then correct those. But it's hard to go back into the time of Lincoln and accurately change what happened, because there certainly is nobody alive that can tell us what actually happened. So we ought to leave well enough alone.
You should try and record history as but here's, and it's the truth. Winners write the history books. Losers don't.
Well,
on the other hand, if you try to go back and rewrite the history books from another point of view, you don't have the point of view in many cases that has the facts. You can write all that.
Part of what's happening with that is my, when I get into my rant about libraries and the fact that we're going so much to the printed or the electronic media. And we're actually getting rid of and destroying the old history books, the old encyclopedias, the old things that have all that history in them. And now we're consolidating that stuff, putting it in electronic formats, shortening it. Are we actually going to have any written history at some point?
I'm sure we will. There'll have to be at some point. There will be written history. The point
is it going to be the history as it was written originally, or is it going to be rewritten?
Has the Bible
entirely?
Has the Bible been rewritten?
But the original Bibles are still around to be compared with.
That's a good question. You know, at what point, you know, at what point does it become so politically correct? Okay, here's a good example, Karen.
Well, I can't read my nursery rhymes from the ones that I have. My son won't allow me to read them to the grandkids.
CareNet, which is, you know, that offers, you know, offers women the assistance in keeping their babies, now has to. There's a law, there's a bill going through the Senate or the California Assembly that says that they have to provide also abortion counseling, train their people into this. Mm. Now, this is what they don't believe in this.
No. Well,
they have a list there, though, after they've talked to people. Here's a list of doctors who perform abortions.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, so it's coming to a point like this. And then you get into talking about political correctness. And let's take a break here.
Oh, and then let's talk about the minimum wage.
The minimum wage. I want to talk about that because I have some facts on that. The other thing, too, this couple who just had a $135,000 fine leveled against them because they refused to bake a cake for a same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But also been told you can't talk about it.
There you go. They were on Sean Hannity the other night,
were
they?
I don't know. I don't watch Sean. I do not watch that. I don't watch that.
I don't watch it either, but I did hear on the radio that he was. I don't watch any of it, but it makes me crazy.
I don't watch Bill O'Reilly. I don't watch Sean Hannity. A couple of times I'll watch Megan just because I just like to watch Megan. Linda lets me. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hi, my name is Luke Verhoog, and I graduated from Redding Christian High School last year, and then received an academic scholarship to attend a large university in Texas. People thought Texas would be a culture shock for a California kid like me, but Redding Christian Schools prepared me well. Redding Christian follows educational standards required by the state, but what is unique about Redding Christian is that as a private Christian school, they have the freedom to teach kids how important it is to think for themselves. You must learn all sides of an issue, because that is the only way to find the truth and develop your own belief system. And a solid belief system gives you purpose in life. And believe me, in Texas, you are expected to stand strong in your beliefs and know your purpose. Speaking of purpose, that's something else I learned in high school. God wants me to encourage and uplift others, and I'm pretty sure He wants that to be your purpose too. So if you want to encourage and uplift others, I ask you to support Christian education by donating to Redding Christian School to help a local family with their tuition payments. Go to their website at readingchristianschool.com, click the donate button to donate online, or simply call them at 547-5600.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
A true country star, Lori Morgan, live in concert. Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, July 10th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Lori Morgan perform her timeless hits, such as Good As I Was To You, Something in Red, Watch Me. Lori Morgan has sold over 6 million records worldwide, charted 14 top 10 hits, 12 recorded albums, and 4 Female Vocalist of the Year awards. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. $20. This will be a sellout event. So get your tickets now. Lori has remained true to herself. Unshakable. A singer. Songwriter. A worldwide entertainer. Do not miss your chance to see Lori Morgan live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. July 10th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 13 minutes till 9 o'clock here. Still 71, 72 degrees out there today with the rain coming down. Maybe some more rain. Maybe some thunderstorms. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani prides himself on not only customer service, but having everything a shooter needs, whether it's long guns, pistols, shotguns, and all the shooting accessories, all of this, locally owned, locally operated. You need to, you know, we need to support our locally owned, locally operated, non-big store places where you can get the same stuff, get the same highly sought-after equipment, but also have great customer service. 2539 Larkspur, give them a call at 222-8222. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMoff will be on. A lot of questions we want to ask the good congressman on about the trade pact. We want to ask about voting for getting rid of all these Confederate flags everywhere. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's kind of hard. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I have a hard time figuring out any reasonable reason. I mean, any reason why they would vote for to get rid of the Confederate flag.
It's a symbol of something that is hateful to some groups of people. And
well, you know, you can probably not think of anything
American flag.
That's offensive to people.
That's what I mean. It can be offensive, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm just going to say something that I can't even comprehend, but I did read it from a trusted source. You might ask Doug about it tomorrow, too, because I think all you're talking about and everything that's happening is diversion tactics to what our real problems are in America. And our gross domestic product, our GDP in 2013, was $16.99 trillion, and I don't know what a trillion is. I mean, I know what it is, but I can't comprehend it. And our debt is $18.3 trillion, but our unfunded liabilities are $97 trillion. So when we see California and all their unfunded liabilities, our country is way worse. And nobody's talking about it.
You're right. We're spending all this time talking about flags, and we have trade pact agreements going through. The economy is not coming back. They've got all these things. Yeah. You know, the Middle East is in a is a fire. The Iranians in this. What happened to the nuclear pact? All of a sudden, now that's not working out. I mean, all of these things, and we're wrapped up on these
rainbows and a flag.
Yeah. And a flag. We've spent what 30 minutes talking about that instead of the.
Can you imagine 97 trillion our country has? We're going to go to the way of Greece. I don't think they're telling us. I think there's a big collapse coming when we do not address the real issues.
I think you're absolutely right.
Socialism
is
not working. You know, Margaret Thatcher said when you. Socialism is great till you run out of other people's money.
There you go.
And I just think we need, and our problem in our country is probably more spiritual than it is.
We've lost our moral compass.
Yes. And anyway, I would like to ask Doug what we're doing about our national debt and our $97 trillion. Also, the First Lady, she put, what, $600,000 into decorating the White House and while they're cutting our military. And things are really upside down, but people don't seem to really care.
No, you're absolutely right. They've got such a diversionary tactic going, and the media feeding us all this stuff to get us all riled up on a daily basis about things that are really immaterial and the government shouldn't even be messing with.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks,
Liberty,
Roberta.
After Liberty. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Red. Red, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how's it going?
We're fine here.
Hey, I just wanted to pitch in on red light cameras here and let everybody know that the Shasta Lantern's been doing quite a bit of investigating on the red lights, and there's going to be a series of articles coming up and some very serious questions about the program and some of the funding.
Well, you know, the red light cameras and just the whole thing about red light cameras is being looked at by a lot of different people. The fine itself is only $97. And yet it ends up being $540 plus by the time you finish with court. And there's been a lot of things said. You know, we've got a lot of people who've lost jobs, who've lost their cars, who are arrested. Their cars are impounded because they can't pay simple tickets
that have huge fines on them, you know, when you add on all the fees, and which we, the people, have voted for, by the way. We approved that, which is a big problem. Now, that's just one problem by itself, but the fact of how the red light cameras are used and the funding of that, are you all, is that where you're going with this?
Well, with the funding of it, we know certain things. Like, we know that there's been 130 million videos taken in the 7 years that the cameras have been up. There's been over 42,000 violations. So the citizens of Reading have been filmed over 130 million times for 42,000 violations. One of the things that we're looking at is the city of Reading says that they see no revenue from these cameras. But if you add up their separate disbursements, they receive two different disbursements to the general fund and one to the traffic fund, and you add up the totals of what they should have, and then you subtract the fees that this Redflex company that runs the camera takes, there's about $3.5 million there that's not being accounted for.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
It is.
Okay,
and
Shasta Leonard, then.
Huh? We've talked to RPD. We've talked to the city of Reading, trying to track this money. And when we went to the Shasta County court system and asked for a record of their disbursements, they tried telling us that they don't keep a record of how many citations or the revenue.
That's interesting.
And actually sent them the manual that states that they're to keep those records and how they're to keep them, and they're actually to update them every day. That's something that we've handed off to an outside agency that's helping us to procure those documents.
You know, you say how many million? You're talking about that ones that were taken that had, you know, that the cameras went off on, which meant that they had broken some part of the rule there, right? They had rolled through the stop sign, or they had just blown through the red light, because that's when it fires, is after something has to happen.
Well, that's what we've been told, is that something has to happen. But out of 130 million recordings in 7 years, and there's only 42,000 violations, I'd say that camera's going off a lot more than when people are breaking the law.
Certainly, I was going to question the same thing, because I was my understanding that the camera just didn't go off unless you had violated.
Yeah, because you can see, because the light, the lights flash and all that. Mm-hmm. Now I can understand where. I mean,
actually,
137 million seems like a lot.
They only flash in low light conditions.
Oh, is that
those
right?
Things are recording at other times.
I know too. Is that it's got to be a clear picture of the person, because you can have two or three. occasions of going through the light, but unless
that's an
absolute.
So you need to get into a disguise before you drive your car.
When you're going through there, just put your hand over your face. I'm not kidding you. If you just put your hand over your face and they can't identify you, you don't. Okay, did I say something wrong when I just said that?
Well, one of the things that we're looking at is a recent Supreme Court ruling that actually identified the traffic cameras as invalid and declared them to be abandoned property of a foreign corporation.
I'm sorry.
So, Red, you were saying that the cameras are constantly recording. Is that your allegation?
That's one of the questions that we're
okay.
asking.
Knowing what I do about these things, you're talking about unimaginable numbers of terabytes of data. I don't know where you would keep it, much less be able to review it at will.
The thing we've tracked down is actually the Redflex Corporation reviews the camera footage, and ones where they believe there is a ticketable incident, they forward that to the Reading Police Department, who then reviews it with an officer so that he can testify in court if need be to meet the criteria of you have to be able to face your accuser.
Yeah, just saying, though, even with the best storage we have, there you couldn't find a place to keep that much raw data, okay?
That much raw data that would be produced on an hourly or daily basis.
But what they could do, too, is if they're looking at it on a regular basis, if it's being fed to them, they can just be dumping it, too, at the same time.
Yeah. And these are RPD's numbers that they've given us, that there's been over 130 million incidents.
Wow, that's a lot.
That can't be continual. That could be just...
Yeah, but that's still, how many cameras do we have? There's only like five cameras around there, isn't there?
Yeah,
that's
not
working.
Even know
that's
for
working
sure where
a lot.
At,
that's
so
that's every day. It's taking several hundred.
Yeah.
Actually, if you break it down, it's about three videos an hour per camera.
Oh, well, that's not much. That's not much.
That I can believe.
I can believe that.
24/7 recording. No, you couldn't possibly store it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but three okay, three.
It'd be interesting to follow up on that and get that data.
That's going to be in the Shasta Lantern, right?
Yeah, we're going to start running some articles and asking some questions.
And that's ShastaLantern.com?
.net, .com, .org, whichever you put in, you will find us.
Okay,
all right,
Red.
Good. Thanks, Red.
Thanks a lot. Red's got a show also here Sunday mornings from 8 to 9. There, Jefferson State of Mind, he and Kayla. All right, thanks a lot, Red. It's interesting. You know, the thing, you know, it's not so much the red light cameras, even though I have problems just viscerally with that. It's the fines that go along with it that just destroy people's lives. I mean,
then don't run red lights.
Well, they might. The guy that really got the one they're using as an example as a veteran had a busted taillight, and because of the extra things they add on to it, it became like $340. And he was already trying to make ends meet, so he couldn't get that. And then he has to go to court, and they get him for driving with a suspended license. I mean, it just is just horrible. He loses his job. Everything.
Yeah, it snowballs.
Over a busted taillight that you could get fixed. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But he had a suspended license?
He ends up getting it because he couldn't pay it. So if you had this, so now he's got a warrant.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, hey, Trish, as always, thank you.
Oh, I have such a good time doing the show, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, and tomorrow.
Love meeting with the people here.
Congressman Doug Lamoff will be with us tomorrow morning. A lot of questions I asked a good congressman.
Yes, he is.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. South Carolina's governor signs the Confederate flag bill in about 4 hours, clearing the way for the removal of the banner in a ceremony at 10 tomorrow morning from the state capitol grounds. Once it's lowered from a flagpole in front of the capitol, the banner will be shipped to the state's Confederate relic room. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says it's all about equal treatment. Federal marriage benefits being extended to homosexual couples follows last month's Supreme Court ruling on so-called same-sex marriage. It was a trifecta of computer problems. United Airlines, the New York Stock Exchange, and the Wall Street Journal all experienced problems yesterday, blamed on technical issues. Former FBI cybersecurity expert Sean Henry says, forget about the conspiracy theories.
These issues that occurred in multiple companies were not related. They were different types of technical issues.
Right.
So it appears that that's coincidence.